Today we're going to one of the minor prophets, to the book of Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 7, where the Bible says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him." All through the Bible, trust is a pretty big issue. When you go to the book of Genesis, you find that the big problem that led to sin and suffering was that Adam and Eve ultimately didn't trust God enough to stay away from that tree. In the book of Isaiah, you discover that one of the primary crimes of Lucifer was to spread mistrust around the courts of heaven. "God doesn't belong on the throne of the universe," he said. "I do." Now, here in the book of Nahum, the Bible points out that God knows those who trust in Him. It's one of the key characteristics a father looks for in his children, undeniable evidence that their hearts belong to Him. Now, when my kids were really little, I used to be able to convince them to jump to me from really high places, even from the top of the stairwell. Then, as they learned the hard realities of living in a sinful world and they collected a few bumps and bruises along the way, they started to trust me less, and they started to practice fear. Started thinking, "What if Daddy doesn't catch me? Then it's going to hurt like that time I fell out of a tree." You know, I've got to admit that the first time my kids started second-guessing the wisdom of jumping into my arms was a pretty big disappointment. Not once had I ever missed or dropped them, and yet life's experiences were teaching them that nothing can be trusted. The very scars of living had made them second-guess their own father. Which brings us to a pretty important point. Imagine what it's like for God when we stop trusting Him and we project the failures from other parts of our lives onto Him. There are times when God's calling us to just jump, to leap into His arms, but we hesitate because we don't really trust what He's asking us to do. And that provides clear evidence that sin has broken the relationship we used to have with God. Now, here in the book of Nahum, God makes a really important point, a point that's underscored over and over again all through the Bible. God knows the people that trust Him. It's a characteristic that gets His attention. It puts a smile on His face because people who trust what God has to say are on their way back to the relationship we used to have before sin got in the way. And when we actually trust God in spite of the hardships we've endured or the disappointments we've gathered along the way, it actually becomes even more meaningful. Nowadays, when my kids actually jump into my arms, I know they're doing it in spite of the fear that I might not catch them, which actually demonstrates an even higher level of trust. So I guess the point is this: go ahead and jump when you hear God calling you. It's actually what He's looking for in your life, and you're never going to know how reliable God is until you take a few risks and believe what He says. One thing I know for sure, after a while you're going to discover that trusting God is just a better way to live.